From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton and Virginia Senator Tim Kaine campaigning together for the first time Saturday as running mates, promoting a message of optimism. Clinton told a crowd of enthusiastic supporters in Florida she and Kaine will offer a different vision for America.
We will offer a very different vision for our country, one that is about building bridges, not walls. Embracing the diversity that makes our country great, lifting each other up, standing together, because we know there's nothing we can't accomplish once we make up our minds.
Clinton will formally accept the Democratic presidential nomination at the party's convention in Philadelphia next week, where law enforcement realized demonstrations are possible.
It is a little bit of an unusual year in kind of the fights, the political fights that have gone on. And that's certainly something, that's taken into account.
Protesters converged on the just-completed Republican National Convention in Cleveland, but it was minus the fights that erupted during the early stages of the campaign. More than 1,000 Turkish private schools, associations, and foundations are closed as a result of President Recep Erdogan's imposing a three-month state of emergency this week following a failed coup. The Turkish president also decreed that suspects can be detained for up to 30 days without charges, a stark change from the previous maximum of 4 days. Rights groups and global leaders say Erdogan is clearing the way for further purging of his opponents. Erdogan's government has detained thousands of people, including military members, suspected of having roles in the attempted coup.